Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Life with a Girlfriend with Christine, Marie, and Julie.
Hi, Julie.
Hey, Christine.
Is it that time of the week again? Or should I say that time of the month? No, just kidding.
Well, it's that time of the month for me, which is great.
Is it? Are you telling me the truth?
Yes.
Yay. Yay.
Because since my Lyme disease, I'm always worried. I'm like, am I pregnant? No, your cycle is just completely off. I never know when it's coming.
That Lyme disease.
I know. It's like shut down every part of my body in certain ways.
Yeah.
And it's slowly waking up.
Julie had to take her DOT test on Friday because every 2 years, the girl who's a coach, a teacher, an instructional designer, and
truck driver.
An 18-wheeler driver.
Yes.
Has to take her DOT physical.
Yes.
And this was the first time you'd seen your nurse practitioner in 2 years.
Yeah.
And she goes, Julie, how you been, honey? And you went, I had Lyme disease.
I know. I started crying, like tearing up just ever so slightly. I'm like, what's wrong with me? Yeah.
You couldn't wait to tell her.
I couldn't wait to tell. Like, well, I've had, well, because every box I checked was because of my Lyme disease or because of my medication I take for my Lyme disease.
Yeah.
You know, they ask if you're healthy and you've got like 100 questions to answer.
Whoa, I didn't know.
You know,
that.
Do you experience tingling in your feet, hands, legs, or your face? Or your? I'm like, yes. Yeah. Do you have brain fog? Sometimes.
Oh, yeah. No kidding.
And I had to be very cautious too because you don't want to light, you know.
Overplay it
because they make you sign your life away. They said, you know, you have to sign that this whole two paragraphs of legalese saying that as a DOT holder and a driver of semis that you are responsible and that you are legally responsible for the answer that you put down here.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like if the FBI asks you a question.
Yes.
If you lie to them, that's worse than whatever you did wrong.
Yes, exactly. Why did, you know.
You lied to the FBI.
Exactly. I was saying, why did Margaret Cho go to jail? But that's not who it was. It's Martha Stewart. Uh-huh. I got Martha Stewart and Margaret Cho.
Oops.
Totally confused for a second. I don't know how.
They both have their certain lifestyles.
Yes. They both are lifestyle. Yes. They both promote a lifestyle.
Yes.
Yeah. And but I think Martha Stewart went to jail because the federal prison, because she lied.
Right.
Not necessarily because of what she did.
Right.
And so I would just say I'm keeping my mouth shut in front of the FBI unless they, you know, I want to.
I would never say one word.
Yeah. I go, I'm not going to say anything right now. Well, you have to talk to us. Don't I have the right to an attorney first to just confer with them? And I'm going to tell you everything.
Yeah.
But I just feel at the moment, you know.
Ever since I heard that, it's if I say a lie to you, and I have no idea if I'm lying or not. I got Lyme disease.
Yeah, I got Lyme disease.
How do I know? My brain's always in a fog.
What do you think Lyme disease is? But lie. Disease. I'm a Lyme disease. It's a Lyme disease. You never know. So you had to be very cautious of that.
Yeah.
So yes,
you were telling. Did you tell the nurse practitioner that there are times I look over at Julie and she's wiping the invisible cobwebs off her face?
I did not say that necessarily.
Is it one of those days?
One of those days. Well, it was funny because, you know, we've been reading Jordan Peterson.
Yes.
And, you know, whatever you think about him, read his stuff first before you make any judgment calls.
People hate us because of Jordan.
They do. I don't know why. It's bizarro.
They go, how can you love Jordan? We love him.
He's
invited. When his car breaks down in front of our house, he's invited in. We're gonna set the banquet table.
Yes.
He can have the king-size bed for overnight.
Yes.
The good sheets. The good thread count sheets?
Yes, the Egyptian thread count.
Yes, exactly.
So, why was I bringing up him? I don't know. But now I forgot
because
Lyme's disease. But telling your truth, maybe that was it. That wasn't the reason why I brought him up. But I can't remember. Thanks, got on a tangent. That's okay. Okay. But so I passed it with flying colors. My blood pressure was great without
medication.
Yeah, it was like
120 over 70.
Yeah, I mean, they want it in the teens, but 70s are good.
Yeah.
And my pulse was 54,
nice.
Which is great because, and I know that's true because I was taking it, you know, Douglas has little hypertension problems and pulse issues. His pulse usually goes about 104, just sitting
just
there.
Just resting.
Yeah. He goes, I don't know how to get my pulse lower. I don't know what's going on. I go, stop being so lower. I don't know how to get my pulse lower. What's going on?
The guy that never takes a care or thought about his emotional state.
That one. That's the guy. Yeah. That's him. Yeah. So maybe if he spent a little more time doing that, his pulse rate would go down just ever so slightly. Mm-hmm. But, no, and so he has a machine there. So I just decided, like, a week and a half ago to check just to make sure I'm on the right path. And luckily, you know, it was like 123 over 82. I'm like, well, it should be lower, but it's passing because you have to be under 140 over 90. I mean, they won't let you.
They won't let you leave.
They won't let you have your license if you have that.
Right.
And, they make you sign your life away, too, about sleeping. Like, do you have sleep apnea? Do you sleep okay? Mm-hmm. And they ask you weird questions like, does a person that you sleep with, do they say that you snore in the middle of the night so loudly that that you wake them up? Mm-hmm. I'm like, well, how do you know I sleep with someone? I could be sleeping alone, you know? Mm-hmm. You don't know. Yeah. Don't judge me. Don't judge me.
But in your case, Elliot wakes you up.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And all the other questions, you know, and I pass on that too.
But now because you're smarter, though.
Yes.
There's always that one question that's the ringer.
Yeah.
That's designed because they're going, oh, easy question, easy. And then, boom, they give you that question, and that's the one.
Yeah, you're like, well, you know.
That's at least how it was when I was in my master's degree in psychology.
Like when you're going for your polygraph. You know, I haven't had one in a while, but I they give you these first questions like, is your name Julie? Yes. Mm-hmm. You know, these questions, a baseline question. You know, do you love your mother? No, she's like,
uh-oh, there's a little tension there.
Yes. They said mother. I said, not mom. Not mama.
They didn't say mama.
They didn't say ma. They said mother. Like, do you love your mother?
Uh-huh. Do you consider your mother the United States of America?
Yes. Like, yes. Do you love your mother country?
I cannot hear the word polygraph today and not immediately think of that image of Stormy Weather. No, Stormy Daniels. Taking her polygraph test with the two bands, one above her boobies and one below the boobies. I just cannot. Everybody knows that image, right?
We all know the image.
So I say polygraph. Boom. You're thinking that, right? Boom.
Yeah.
And you say polygraph. Boom. You say, Julie, I got to take a polygraph. Boom. I'm thinking that Stormy Daniels picture.
Because it looks such like bondage. It was bizarre.
It just was a bizarre picture.
It was a bizarre picture.
And I mean, to me, it looked like it should have been in an R-rated magazine.
Yeah.
Like, this is this is somebody's fantasy.
And
not mine, of course.
No, not you. Well, no. Not either. Not mine either. I try and go there. Like, I think to myself, just kind of playing around my fantasy world. If you're, you know, I'm like, well, what would it, you know, should, would it be fun to be tied up? Mm-hmm. And at some point, I'm going, well, that would mean that I can't get out. Like, I wouldn't be tied. I'd only be wanting to tied up if I knew how, like, I had the key.
Right.
Like, or.
Not even like a safe word.
No.
Because how do you really trust?
Yeah.
Like, oh, I'm saying, Bunny Ranch.
Yeah.
And that's your safe word. The guy goes, I don't care anymore.
Well, like, you know, you had mentioned to this week that a couple of times you called me up and saying, please talk to your father. He's no longer listening to me.
Right.
And I had to interpret.
Julie's like busting this family secret today. Well, but it's true, though.
But so you guys married a long time. You trust Normano.
Yeah.
Storman Norman. But a couple of times you said, please talk to your father. He's not listening to me today, and I need him to do this for me.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, give me the phone. Put my speakerphone. Like, what the heck, Dad? Just do it. I am. I told her I was going to do it. No, he didn't. He said he's been doing it for like the last hour. It needs to be done now. And I'm like, oh my gosh. And he always says he doesn't listen to me, per se. Mm-hmm. That he says once you invite me into the conversation, it's two against one. And he feels like an emergency has now, the energy has been ticked up a notch.
Right.
But that's you always true. Say is no. because he listens to me more.
He does right. listen to you. He literally does not listen to me. He tunes me out.
Right.
I could be talking to him for 5 minutes. So quite honestly, over the last years, he doesn't get any pearls of wisdom from me.
Right.
Or any pearls at all.
Because is that I look devil's at him plan? And I go, I don't know.
Do I really want to go into this? Or do I want to invest the time and energy to explain all this, to know that if I asked him a question about the next day, I go, what? You talked about that?
Right.
Say what?
Right.
So, well, I don't know. It's, yeah. What a tangled web we weave.
So there is that trust factor. Like, I don't know if I'd ever really, or what happens if the person ends up choking and dying while you're tied up?
Yeah, and can't say the safe word.
Or you can't say, or they won't hear the safe word because they're dead. And you're like, somebody get me out of here. And so how embarrassing is that to happen when, you know, you're locked up and you got a dead person on you.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, now what?
Now what? And maybe you can somehow call a friend, but it has to be a good friend that wouldn't snitch on you, that you're like in bed naked with a same gender person or an opposite gender. But one of a different faith.
Oh, different faith.
Or even ethnicity.
Yes. Oh, those would be the problems.
Yes.
There's a lot of problems there. For me, that wouldn't matter at all.
I'm sorry, Mama, but he's Jewish.
Yes. And we're Catholic. Yeah, that'd be the problem. Yeah. Those issues would not even bother me at all.
Or what if he had a secret tail?
Well, that'd be hysterical. I mean, at some point, that wouldn't bother me at all.
Yeah.
Because it would be...
A prehensile.
But see, here's
tail.
What would happen. Let's say it was you.
Yes.
This is how it would go down. Okay? Yeah. You were tied up.
Right.
Dad, somehow, I'm not going to say it. No. Dad's doing an overnight run.
Right.
Blake Shelton.
Yes.
Somehow lands here.
Yeah. He breaks down in front of our house.
You offer him dinner and your bed.
Yes.
He takes you up on it. He decides to tie you up. And then somehow he chokes on some chicken and he dies.
In my arms.
And then what literally happens then, for the next hour, you are cursing me out because I did not buy you Alexa so that you could just scream, Alexa, call Julie. Alexa, call 911.
How many times have I been telling you I need Alexa?
Now I know why, because for this very reason.
Yes.
In case something like this happens.
Yes, you don't need to have, you already have a safe word.
Yes.
Alexa, call 911. Oh, that's exactly right.
So that's, oh my gosh, I don't know why Alexa and Google are not focusing on this.
Yes.
They said, have you ever been in a weird situation where, you know, you've got your hand stuck in the garbage disposal. Mm-hmm. Can't
Alexa.
Alexa, call my neighbor, you know?
or what will you give me?
Yeah. Hey, Google. Yeah. I go, I'm tied up with a dead guy on top of me. Call my daughter.
Well, there is that one situation. So it was like in Arkansas or something.
Sure.
Where the guy went into a hot tub with another man from work and he killed him. And Google was listening. Or Alexa was listening,
ooh.
And they subpoenaed her to testify in the murder case of this guy and got him.
Good.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
I think that we should do more of that stuff.
Yeah.
I'm all for Big Brother sometimes, I think, unless it can be tweaked, you know, to make it look like it, I think.
Yeah.
Because I don't know.
Well, an interesting thing happened yesterday with Dad and I. Well, you were at the driver's license facility because you'd gotten your DOT test and you had to turn this thing in like the next day before.
Yes.
And you got up extra early.
Yes.
It was like 6 o'clock, 5:30, and you texted us that even though you got here so early, you're still number four in line. And drat, I can't believe how, you know. And so we're looking at our phone, and the phone said to us,
"Yes,
would you like to tell Julie, so sorry that happened. Maybe the line will be faster next time."
Right.
And it gave us like three options that actually had read the text.
That were appropriate. I wish you would have screenshot that.
Not
I
like,
wish
okay.
You would have a picture of that.
And so Dad said, maybe I'll say so sorry. And we just hit that little so sorry thing. And you said, man, you really answered me back so fast. And that was because we didn't.
Yeah, the computer did. The phone computer did.
He read your text. Mm-hmm. He was sorry that you had gotten up early and waited.
Thank you. You know what?
What should we name him?
Moto. Because he knows I've not been very happy with his operating system.
Yeah.
Because it's not been as easy for my dad to figure it out as the...
Right.
You know.
As the jitterbug.
Yeah, well, that's... or the iPhone.
I got me a jitterbug.
So he's been upping his ante. Uh-huh. And...
the operating system has?
Well...
OS?
Yes. Our guy, you know, Moto. Moto. He's like
helping. I think Dad's turning into Moto. Because wouldn't you assume that Moto is Asian? He's an Asian dude?
Sure. I mean, not particularly,
Moto?
But...
I Hello, think Moto?
Maybe. Is it Moto for Motorola?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's an American company.
Mm.
Or it's probably a global company. Yeah. I don't know.
But this morning when Dad walked in, to me, he looked Asian. He had on Asian glasses, whatever mm-hmm. that means. And I go, oh, you're turning into your phone.
Yeah.
You're turning into your phone.
Well, and that's just like, you know, I don't see, you know, they say at some point you look like your dog or your dog looks like you.
Yeah.
So at some point we'll just look like our phones, or behave like our phones, I should say.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
Well, you told me yesterday that, no, 2 days ago, that you had been in Dollar General.
Yes.
Dollar General, and you had seen a, what?
Nothing.
Because that sounds Asian as well, don't you think?
Yes. Was that intentional?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, I always call it Dollar General.
I don't know why either.
Because I just like saying it that way.
Funny. Okay.
I'm not a total PC girl.
I know. No, it's just...
Like
it's just,
you are.
I'm not. Okay, go ahead and tell me what I was doing in Dollar General.
Dollar General.
What was I doing in Dollar General?
Because the more you give me bad faces, the more I'm going to say it. You know
I know.
That,
just
though.
Tell me what I was doing there, please.
You came out and you said that there was this old couple in there.
Yes.
And they were married.
Yes.
And I'm assuming because they had wedding rings on. But they had been married so long that they had actually looked like each other.
Yes.
That you could not tell that which one was the man or which one was the woman.
Right.
And I was like, is that going to happen to me? Is that going to happen? Am I going to turn into a Chinese person?
If it looks like Dad? Yes, yeah. At some point.
Yeah. At some point.
A redheaded.
I'm going to be a redheaded Japanese person.
Yes. Because for whatever reason, your hair is not turning gray.
I have no idea why I don't understand, why I'm not good at technology.
Oh my God. And you realize your jitterbug is red.
Yes.
Was that intentional?
Oh my
no,
God.
It wasn't.
I chose a red jitterbug.
Yes, you did.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Jitterbug. That's
well,
the only thing that annoys me about my jitterbug.
Is red?
No, is that the ringtone.
Oh, is it jitterbug?
Jitterbug. It's really just a generation off.
Yeah.
You know, it could play, you know, Born to Run or, you know,
something
of the Beatles.
Well, because...
But please, jitterbug.
Yeah.
Jitterbug.
Well, because you've been telling me for a long
time. But it is perfect, though, to have a little phone that just opens up and you go, hello? Hello? It's great.
Yeah. You don't speak to it because it's an antagonist.
Yeah, just like, hello.
But the words are big on it and everything's very.
The number's big.
One word thing. Delete?
Yes.
Yes
no.
Or no?
It just says yes or no on it.
Yes.
It doesn't even say delete or anything like that. It just says yes, no. Right. I get that.
Yes, exactly.
I get yes, I get no.
You get that. You got the numbers are pretty big to read.
Huge.
You know, so I find it that it works out pretty well.
It's pretty good for me, except the fact that, you know, you go, Mom, I called you. Why didn't you answer? I forgot where it was at.
Yeah.
You know, it's like somewhere.
Didn't care about it.
And somewhere, I'm here, jitterbug, somewhere in one of my purses.
Jitterbug,
someplace. It's like I'm, for whatever reason, I'm not like, you know, sewn at the hip to my phone.
Right.
Whereas other people, like, it's beginning to be an extension of them. Pretty soon they will quit existing and it will just be the phone.
Well, it's interesting because I was looking at somebody's picture today and in the background somebody had a phone and the phone represented who they were for sure because it was very bedazzled.
Oh.
Like it was like a very flashy case and I'm like, oh, that person's so flashy. Uh-huh. I go, that's awesome, you know, and I
guess your phone can be a representation of who you are because mine's the jitterbug.
Yes,
yeah. Dad's is totally. Dad's is always in a state of effed upness.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
It is.
And so he's always
you never know what up he goes, I don't know what pictures these are.
Yeah.
How did I get to
How
here?
How did I get here? And yeah. I just said, well, and he goes, can you fix this? And the answer is, I don't know what's wrong with your phone to fix it. But I'm always able to fix it in the sense of, I go.
Going back to the beginning.
Yeah, I go, Dad, it's not trying to literally make you go crazy. Yeah. That's not its goal. No. I mean, it really does want you to utilize it.
Yeah, we talk about that, Dad and I do. Like, yeah. Is our phone really against us?
Yeah, is it against just trying, us is or it, for us?
Yeah, and how, and I always try to say, it's supposed to be helpful to us. Like, what you need to do is kind of start all over.
Right.
Kind of like with Joey or the Hopper.
Yes.
When it gets crazy, you just kind of like.
Reset the button.
Just. Turn
start
it
over.
Off.
And I know.
And you can just I say something real quick.
Yeah.
And, Friday night we watched a movie because we couldn't get our Hopper. We wanted to watch a Netflix.
Yeah.
And everybody knows that we have Netflix issues. We have Netflix, but we can rarely get it.
Right.
It just gets stuck in some kind of Netflix world. Like
right.
And so we ended up watching The Expendables 3 on I don't know, TNT or something. It was actually kind of a good movie.
Yeah.
I kind of enjoyed it, Expendables 3, so I could recommend it. But in the one scene, it was great. Dolph Lundgren gets off the helicopter, and he's wearing this, like, great big wristwatch.
Yeah.
It's like almost like a phone on his arm.
Yeah.
And one of the guys makes fun of him because these are old dudes.
Right.
These guys are old school. They don't do anything techie. You know, it's like, you know, man, we just got to do this by might. You know, if we get our ARs or whatever, and we're going to just go in there and, you know. So anyway, so I'm like, okay, that's a setup. They make a comment like, "Why do you have this?" You know,
right?
And he goes, "I've had this for a while. You don't know me, you know, this big phone on your arm." And then, so 20 minutes later, they're trapped in a building that's all like heavily armed with like C4. It's gonna like blow,
right?
And now the two groups are there. Stallone has the old school guys who came to rescue his new group of young school people. You know, they're all techies and
right.
all that stuff. And so the techie goes, maybe I can disarm this so the whole building doesn't blow. He goes, but if only I had something. And they look at Dolph Lundgren's phone, and he goes, I think I can do it with that. And he takes it off his wrist, and he goes, it has only 8% charge. What the hell are you doing? He goes, it is like his, it, like,
the,
yeah, Duff,
yeah.
I only use it for the weather. It's like, damn, that's true.
That's so true.
That's so true.
You
have this like great big thing.
If yeah, I just use it for the weather.
I just use it for the weather.
Oh, my God.
And that kind of reminded me in a little sense of watching the first issue of Roseanne.
The first two episodes of Roseanne.
Yeah.
Because oh, my gosh.
Here they are, how many years later?
20 years.
They're Social Security.
Yeah.
They're retired.
Yeah.
You know, and their first thing is about their meds.
Yeah.
You know, and they're sharing their pain medicine or
right.
whatever. And
well, it was interesting because the first two episodes of Roseanne, they hit every target stereotype.
100%.
And it was laughable because you're like going, they're not holding back anything.
Nothing.
And, you know...
I would recommend it.
I would, too. And, you know, the sisters are at odds. Roseanne, her sister, because... what's the sister's name in the show? Aunt.
Oh, Jacqueline.
Jackie, right.
Weldon. Jackie.
And,
so they did hit everything.
They hit the liberal conservative kind of thing, and
they hit the fluidity, the gender fluidity,
and healthcare, everything. Yeah. You know, and it was so funny. I laughed out loud hysterically because
several times
it was outrageous.
Yes.
And you're going,
"This is what happened to us, though. This is what
this is what happened. We became so polarized,
yeah.
and we all feel our opinions are so appropriate
important.
And right,
yeah.
and so important." Yeah. And it got to the point where I was thinking the other day about relaying a situation between you and Dad, and how you can have one situation going down, mm-hmm. and two people can see the solution so differently,
mm-hmm.
and they both could work. The both solutions could work.
Mm-hmm.
And so there is no right or wrong way here.
Right.
And like, here's the example. This is a kind of an inane example, but it's like the example of, I wanted to see Coco. And you had watched it two weekends ago. And mm-hmm. I think I talked about it last week that I mm-hmm. really loved it.
Right.
But I was analyzing this whole conversation that we had because you were saying, oh, it's such a sweet movie. It's so much fun. The music's great. You're going to love it. Just watch it.
Yeah.
And as you and Dad are leaving, I go, I'm thinking about watching Coco. Dad asked me what I'm going to do for before I go see Doug. I'm going to watch Coco while I do the house. He goes, mm-hmm. Oh, you're going to love it, but you're going to cry your eyes out. I'm going to cry my eyes out. He goes, yeah, you're going to love it. You're going to cry your eyes out. Mm-hmm. And then you get mad at him. Like, you know your daughter. She hates to cry her eyes out. She's not going to watch the movie anymore. How dare you?
I was like so mad at him.
You were. You were so mad at him.
Because I go, don't you know her?
Right.
If you tell her she's going to cry, she's not going to see it. I did not want you to miss that.
Right. But on the other hand, I was grateful that I didn't know, but then I was grateful I did know because I was then prepared.
Right.
That it was going to be this heart, you know, take my heart and play with it for an hour and a half,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And so I got that. And so I was both really, I was grateful for the both opinions.
Yeah.
Because
exactly.
I had the whole truth. It's like, speak your truth.
Yeah.
And then the other person who's part of it speaks their truth. And then together you get more of the whole truth.
Yeah.
And you don't really know what the whole truth is.
I know. I agree. And I don't know why we think our opinions are so important, but
or that the
it know. Must be, but there's got to be a reason for it,
right?
Because, like, I watched Adult Swim,
right,
like all week for whatever reason. So there was a couple nights this week I was up all night, and so I'm watching Adult Swim, and I have this specific feeling that this generation that probably watches it way more than me is being programmed for something,
right?
It's being programmed, and I look back and everybody, if you buy something or think something, everybody now on the computer wants to know, what is your opinion?
Yeah.
Is it a thumbs up? Is it a thumbs down?
Yeah.
Is it a big pile of poo?
Yeah. Everybody's got opinions, but not me about you.
Exactly. I just don't, I don't know when we had to like go, what's my opinion on this?
Yeah.
And then we judge each other based
right.
on that. I had a phone call with a cousin this week whom I have not spoken to in over 40 years.
Yeah.
And it was a very interesting conversation to see.
2-hour conversation.
But here was a man that was corporate, you know, still retired, but still had that corporate persona and was in every sense of the word, like 150% PC.
Right.
And it's not that I'm not PC, but it's not that in my private life, I really enjoy just being me and
right.
kind of laughing at that stuff.
Right.
Look, you know, certain things aren't funny, right? But obviously, a lot of the PC stuff, you know, that you go,
well, because we feel like we're part of the PC. I mean, in some ways, we laugh at ourselves.
Yes.
You know,
oh, everything. We totally laugh at ourselves.
I mean, everything we laugh at.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. Yeah. That's exactly right. So he was talking and he had this kind of long diatribe and he was being so PC about everything.
Yeah.
And he was having some kind of trouble at one point describing a relationship between him and a female, blah, blah,
yeah.
blah. And I just simply said, oh, whatever. You know,
yeah.
like, just like that.
Yeah.
And boom, he kind of got it.
Yeah.
And at that moment, he just like
relaxed.
And we talked.
Yeah.
Then we kind of went to
yeah.
a real level.
Right.
And that was, I think, a lot better than where we were staying, which was like, you know, everything had to be this politically correct. We were talking this way. And we had, and I understand, like, for, you know, a lot of the outside world, you have to have that sort of masky persona,
right?
You know, but and maybe he had to cultivate it being in the he flies like studio execs, heads of studios, head of Yahoo, and so maybe there's a certain persona that
right.
you have to have,
right?
You know, to fit into that. I was grateful not to have to have that,
yeah.
But when I just said one word, like, oh, whatever,
yeah,
you know, like, boom. That meant a signal to him that, hey, you could
be real.
Let's just talk.
Let's just talk. you know, there's no judgment here. We're not judging anybody.
Yeah,
it's life is
say.
Life is hard.
I mean, yeah, because there's like a continuum, right? There's like a ladders on rungs of the ladder.
Yeah.
And there's this, that's their language. It's way up here. And like, no, we're not going to make fun of rape or, you know, like,
well,
you know,
right.
You know, like the crap that happens to women. No, nobody's going to do that. But then there's that you get like really like, way up high on the ladder where you just can't even hardly talk
right.
without making somebody upset about something.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
Like, you know.
Well, I mean, Adam Carolla talks about this a lot, is that there, you know, how do you know you've been assaulted is because you felt offended. You know, well,
right.
I must have been attacked because I felt
right.
offended.
Exactly.
And so therefore I was attacked. And he related this to this idea where he bought a new, or at least a new Tesla, SUV, I guess. And it was a white car, but he had two choices of interior, black or white.
Mm-hmm.
And he was really upset with this. He goes, I only get two choices of interior, black or white. It's not a dark vehicle. You know, it just seems ridiculous.
Yeah.
And so he went white. And he goes, but I'm a car guy. I appreciate the outside as much as the inside of the car. And I said, I would have liked it in red. Mm-hmm. Now, that would have been a little too gaudy for me.
Uh-huh.
But he would have enjoyed that.
But he would have enjoyed that.
Yeah. And a fan sent him a picture of his Tesla and the red interior.
Mm-hmm.
And his sidekick goes, so you must have felt betrayed. You know, you must have felt just like really like offended and assaulted.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, dang right I did. Why didn't I get that as an offer?
Yeah, how come?
How come? And I guess it was an aftermarket thing.
The
guy
got it.
Took it and, you know.
Right, right.
And, but he goes, and you know how come I felt I was, you know, I was assaulted? Because I felt offended. And
right.
I felt like I was being attacked because I felt offended.
Right, right.
And he goes, you know, I'm sure that wasn't it at all. But, you know, that's
right.
what, and there's a point where you go, you know, you get to you can choose to feel a certain way.
Right.
And or you can choose to let it go.
Yeah.
Or not choose to feel this way.
Well, you were saying, as you're saying this, do you remember this conversation that we heard?
Mm.
It was with a woman who, I think she was like 19 or 20 or 21, and she kind of was looking for a job, kind of a starting out job. And she felt like the boss that hired her, a man, was interested in her. Not
right.
sexually, but... hey, maybe you could be mentored. I would
right.
mentor you.
Right.
And honestly, in the days that I grew up, that's kind of what you hoped for.
Right. You hope for a mentor.
You'd hope for somebody that was had more power than you, usually a man, but would kind of take you under his wing.
Yeah.
But not necessarily didn't lead to a sexual thing.
Right.
You know, but she said then, so she was at a party. This was kind of like years later. She was relaying that story to someone who was, I don't know, way more PC or more whatever. And she goes, well, you were assaulted.
Right.
You were assaulted.
Right.
She goes, I didn't know that I was assaulted.
Yeah.
I didn't feel assaulted.
Yeah, I didn't feel that way.
And she goes, oh, by this scenario.
Yeah.
You know, with you feeling like he had to take you under his wings, that, you know, that was like a power difference.
Yeah.
That was an assault. You know, and I think then she kind of bought into that.
Right.
And then became very, you know, prominent in doing, you know, protests and things like that. But there's I'm not saying this is all bad or good. It'll get shaken out in the wash.
Right.
I believe.
Right.
We, you know, I've seen this happen before and we'll get through it somehow and maybe it'll look better.
Right.
But there's just a lot of ridiculousness on it.
Yeah.
You were telling me something about Adam Carolla.
Well, I was talking to you a little bit about how they were, I thought this was a very interesting take on taxes. Is this the one I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Because I guess in LA specifically, they have a huge homeless problem, and
right.
it's getting bigger and bigger.
I know. You know why I know that? Because when I was watching the Kardashians,
yes.
they went and saw some homeless people.
Yeah.
And now I know that there is a homeless problem
yes.
in California.
And your aunt lives near L.A.
Yes.
And she mentioned it, too. Like, it's just, like, getting, like almost like towns, because towns, you know.
Yeah.
But one of his associates said something like they heard a different name for homeless people now, and it's called urban campers. And I thought, oh, that's hysterical.
It's a PC name.
It's a PC name. You're just urban camping.
Yeah, it's kind of like when this one guy called up on Dan Savage,
yeah,
and he's had herpes.
Yeah,
but he couldn't call it an STD.
Right.
He called it an STI. He goes, a sexually transmitted infection.
Yes.
Because to call yourself diseased, not
but,
good.
But infectious.
Yeah.
I think I might call myself diseased more than infectious.
Well, you know, this is an aside, but I have to tell this story. Mm. And it's not a pretty picture, but
okay.
A guy died in England. And
oh, that's the worst.
22 years old at a movie theater. Huh. And they have those major recliners.
Yeah.
And somehow he dropped his bubble gum or candy or something, and somehow he got his head caught in the foot of the recliner. And I guess somehow it's electric or some kind of, and he got his head caught in there. And so the more he struggled, and he had a friend with him, and the friend was trying to, you know, get him out, but he just didn't make it.
Oh my God.
So, but when they were reporting the story over the internet and stuff, I guess how it got translated, they were calling this kid, this, you know, this poor kid that died, he was like 22 or something, they meant to say they call him the deceased.
Right.
But in the article, it kept calling him the diseased.
Oh, no.
And so by the time you got finished with this article, the only thing you could think about is, and the poor diseased 22-year-old, you know, and you're
oh,
like,
no. Oh.
Well, what, did the disease have something to do with the death? Or, well, maybe, thank really... God, he went fast because he was diseased. You just did. You just didn't know.
Right.
And it kind of upset me because this article is going all over the globe.
Yeah.
And here he is. He's the diseased guy.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Aw. And you do, your heart goes out to the diseased guy.
Yeah. A little bit more.
Than the deceased.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But
all I wondered was, what disease did he have?
And I thought, that whole story you're telling me, like, dude, don't pick up your bubble gum from the floor.
Especially if you got to put it between the...
Yeah, oh, the, right, I mean, you that, know what's on that floor.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing good it is
might
on
have
that
been,
floor.
It might have been gummy bears. I don't know.
Whatever is on the floor, unless it's your
what's
credit
that
card or
pink
your
pink and white licorice? Pink and white licorice? What is
pink
that?
Pink and white licorice.
Well, it's a little... You don't know what... It's like the, it's black inside, but it's pink or white on the outside.
I have no idea.
No, I'll let you know what those are.
Oh, okay,
those were
good.
My favorites when I was a kid.
Oh,
because they lasted a long time.
There you go.
We could only get like so much money for candy.
Right.
So you bought the kind that lasted the whole movie, and it wasn't necessarily the kind you liked because that would like that'd be gone in 5 minutes.
Yeah. Although you know what, back then you even had a really good decision-making process.
I had a good decision-making process.
Yeah.
But, you know, since this is Easter day, one of the questions that I was asked this week, mm-hmm, was, Christine Marie, if you had to give up, if there was only 9 commandments,
yeah,
which commandment would you, you know, take away?
Yeah, 10 was just not too many.
Yeah,
you had to make the 9 commandments.
And so I was really curious as to what other people were saying.
So can I read them to you real quick?
Sure.
How many do you think you know all 10 of them in
I
order?
Think, I think thou shalt not have gods before me, right?
That's number one.
Number one, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Is that 3?
That's 3, yeah.
Oh, what's the second one? Give me a hint.
You shall not make for yourself
an
idol.
Don't make gods. Not only should you not have any gods, don't go about making the gods.
Yep.
And then don't take your name of God in vain. And then honor thy father and thy mother.
That's 5. You meant 4.
Wait, no, that's 4, right?
No, 4 is, remember the Sabbath day.
Oh, keep the Sabbath day. Yeah, Sunday holy. And then thou shalt, mother and father, right?
Yeah.
And then thou shalt not steal. No, thou shalt not kill.
Murder first.
Thou shalt not steal.
Then adultery.
Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor.
Hold on. So it goes mother. Then you should honor your mother and father.
Yeah.
Then don't murder.
Right.
Then don't commit adultery.
No steal.
Don't steal.
Don't bear false witness against thy neighbor.
Yep. No one more.
Are thy neighbor's goods.
Yep. So don't. I think those two could be combined into one. 9,
yeah,
10.
I know.
Is that too much of a cop-out?
I don't know. So you think that, which one would you get rid of then?
Well, because I break this all the time then, it would be number 4.
Honor thy father and thy mother.
No.
No.
That one.
Thou shalt not.
Sure. I would love to get rid of that one right now.
Sure you would.
Right. Get rid of that one.
How many times I go, don't, Julie, you got to honor me. Don't, please.
Exactly.
Don't.
No, I was thinking about, remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. We talk all the time about our beliefs in God.
Yes.
And we read a lot through the course of the week, together and not together,
right,
you know.
Right.
So to say just the Sabbath day,
yeah,
which is
exactly.
Sunday,
it's one day
to keep like, that holy.
Oh, no.
Does that mean no X-Files on Sunday?
Yeah.
Does that mean no Walking Dead on Sunday?
Right.
But in some sense, the Walking Dead could be Christ. he rose again.
So you think that's the one that's expendable?
You know what, though? But, like, I think it's expendable only because we don't keep it holy. And then all of us are breaking that rule all the time.
Well, like, why put all the sports games on Sundays?
Right. I mean, truly keeping it holy, we do not do.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, if you want to make people more criminals, create more laws, because then more laws be broken.
Oh, yeah.
So
most people, from what I understand, chose honor thy father and thy mother.
Well, that's very interesting. Why do you think that?
I don't know why, because I didn't choose that one.
No, most people choose that one.
Most people
choose
that's the one they can get rid of.
Because why is that a
yeah, why
commandment?
Do I have to honor my... They didn't honor me.
Yeah.
You don't know me. I don't know you.
I could... I have a dear friend, and I love her a lot, but I never know there's a slam against me or whatever, but she always says, my parents give me the biggest gift of all by dying young. I'm like, dang.
Yeah, it's a slam against you, Julie.
Because, you know what I'm saying, though? Yeah. Because, like, I'm so close to my parents.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm like,
Julie, you don't understand.
You don't know the gift I received.
You don't really know the freedom.
I know.
You poor kid.
Well, and then last night, or this week on This American Life, there were all these topics talking about adult kids and their relationship with their parents.
Mm-hmm.
And talking about, you know, when does a parent no longer have control or influence over the adult person?
Mm-hmm.
Even when your parents are no longer with you,
mm-hmm,
and your children are yourself grown, when do your parents no longer have influence?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought to myself, these are interesting questions.
Those are very interesting.
Because I knew when I had a store, one of my employees, she took care of her mom,
mm-hmm,
who was in a nursing home, and
mm-hmm,
she saw her every day,
mm-hmm,
and just loved her mom. But the moment her mom passed away,
mm-hmm,
she moved. She got married, moved away.
She went online, found herself a guy, and moved away.
Yeah,
got married, moved away.
Like in a heartbeat.
Yeah,
that was it.
Yeah,
and I thought and I met the guy. I'm like, these are a perfect match.
They were perfect for each other.
And I don't know if he was waiting for her in the background or what happened,
mm-hmm,
but so in some ways, I mean, you know, she did what she did. You know,
yeah,
but. It was a very wild turn of events. So you wonder, when do you truly become an adult? And yet...
And well, you know, I told you about that cousin that I talked to this week,
yeah,
that I hadn't talked to in over 40 years.
Yeah.
His parents had disowned him.
Mm-hmm.
And literally, you know, said... And his parents not were just millionaires, but hundreds and hundreds of millions.
Yeah.
I don't know if they had a billion, but... And so he was expecting...
Something.
You know, something.
Yeah.
And at 21, they just said, nope, you're cut off, you're disinherited. And so he had to make his own millions.
Right.
You know? But they did give him a start. I think they left him like Ford stock or something like that. And he is a millionaire, multimillionaire now. But he's divorced.
Mm-hmm. And all that money went to the church, which I think was, you know. And we honor their decision to leave all that money to the church.
Exactly. And they were happy.
Yeah.
They did the happy dance.
Yeah.
But but he's divorced, and he has two children, and they are disinherited.
Yes.
So it was interesting to see that I felt that the influence that was perpetrated on him,
yeah,
he perpetuated and perpetrated on his children.
Yes.
As opposed to, like, with me, I could not wait to break the cycle.
Yeah.
I didn't, I kind of went so far as to just do the exact opposite everywhere.
Right.
You know, to whether, you know, good or bad. But
it just did.
But I was hell-bent on not recreating the past.
Right.
With my kids, my future, you know.
Well, that was, I thought that was very interesting.
There is influence out there.
You learned that there was no growth there because he did not care to foster a relationship that was different than what he had experienced.
Right.
That was interesting.
He was like, well, it was good for me.
Good for them.
Like, look at me. I mean, my parents disinherited me, and look how good I turned out.
Yeah.
I'm doing you a favor, kids.
Yeah, I'm disinherited. You won't get a dime from me. Like, okay.
And no thanks, Dad.
Yeah.
You're making me. What does not kill me?
Makes me
stranger.
Exactly. I remember one time I was talking to a good friend, and she was having trouble with her son who was not graduating high school. This is years ago. And he needed to go get a job. And I said, just pay the kid as a job. Like, hey, here's your job. Go to school. I'll give you, you know. And I go, just, you know, do it. I go, just, you know, make this.
Make it a
he's got
a
1 year left. Make a business transaction.
Yeah.
I go, let's figure out how you go half time. What's the minimum you can do to graduate?
Right.
I'll pay you. And then you'll do all these things around the house. Then this is your job, you know. And the first thing she said to me was, no one did that to me. No one did that for me. Why should I do it for him?
No one paid me to go to school.
No one paid me to go to school. I'm like, well, and I thought to myself, okay, I get that. You're right. No one did it for you, but we're not talking about you. You graduated high school. You know,
exactly.
We're talking about him. And all we have right now is what's our bigger goal? I mean, he did get his GED.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny, when I read about what the GED is all about, it really was about all these kids coming back from war who had, you know, seen everything. And I know you're coughing a little bit. Do you want a cough drop, girlfriend?
Thank you.
You think you're right? Okay. So you had a little coughing spell right there. For
cough drop in my mouth.
Yeah. So I do want to go back to the Ten Commandments. So we talked about the Ten Commandments a little bit, and I said I would get rid of the one about number four, which is, you know, keeping the day Sabbath day holy.
Yeah.
Because I feel like we don't do that anyway.
So why make bother? Why make it a commandment?
Yeah, if we're not
it's
doing
just a,
it.
It's a big law that everybody's going to break.
I mean, there are some, even there, like we have one restaurant in town that is closed every Sunday for the Sabbath. And I
always say I'd like to buy Sundays from that restaurant.
Yes, I would.
Because that business is awesome.
And every
and
time
let me just buy Sundays from
yeah,
you.
I go. They're like, well, no, you should have the Sabbath day off. And it's but every I swear that's the day I want it.
Yeah,
the day that I literally they would increase their business.
I know.
So much they'd be open on Sundays because every time it's just, I'm like, oh, I want this. Other clothes on Sundays.
Yeah.
You know, I think Chick-fil-A is also closed on Sundays as well.
Mm.
But and you said a majority of people say get rid of honor thy mother
heard
and father.
That was the one that most people chose was honor thy father and thy mother.
Which one would you get rid of?
I really thought about this, and I think I would get rid of thou shalt not steal.
Okay.
Because I think it's sort of on the same platform as keep the, you know, Sabbath holy.
Right.
Because everybody steals in some way, shape, or form.
Oh, interesting.
I mean, yeah. Maybe technically not like, you know,
yeah.
You know, grab something from the grocery store
right.
Or open a bag or something. But
yeah, you eat a grape before it gets weighed, you know.
100%, you know. But you think about just like, you know, tax season approaching, is everybody like 110%? You know, like, oh,
right.
This is so perfect.
Our cell phone is only used for our business.
Right,
you know?
Exactly. Yeah. You know, so there's a myriad of ways I think that people steal. And then you think about people.
Right.
But you also think about how the government steals
yeah.
from us.
Oh, well, that's really interesting you say that, because that's so true. They steal from us in insidious ways. They wouldn't
yeah.
necessarily call it stealing, but I would call it not using our monies in the best way possible.
Right.
You know, I'll go back to California. Adam Carolla had this rant that I thought was really, really interesting rant.
Uh-huh.
He was talking about like all the homeless people in L.A., and he was also talking about all the tickets that people get and all the permits you need. If you want to build a house, you have to have so much money goes out buying permits.
Like I was listening to Bill Maher one evening, and he said, I'm having a garage door installed. And so far I've had six visits by the, what is it?
The inspector. Yeah.
For a garage door.
And you pay for that.
Yeah.
And so, and then so, you know, you, and they were relaying this one story. This guy calls up saying that he, you know, paid to stay at a campsite in California and didn't realize you weren't allowed to have glass beer cans, you know, like bottles.
Bottles of beer.
Can have beer, but you can't have in glass.
Oh, interesting.
And so a ranger, a conservatory police came by. Conservation police. Grabbed, told him he couldn't have the beer. And he goes, okay, that's fine. The guy thought he was just going to take his beer from him, the one beer. Instead, he searched his vehicle, took all the beer he had in bottles, which was about $120 of beer. I'm like, well, that's a pretty big, that's a big party. And then wrote him a ticket for $125. He goes, nowhere, anywhere that I read any place or signed anything that said you couldn't have a glass bottle. Nor you, that you couldn't have alcohol, because we weren't driving. We were sitting in our campground and all that stuff.
Right.
And so this, they just basically stole $300 from me.
Right.
He goes, I think I'm going to fight this ticket. And Adam's like, you should fight this ticket. You know why you should fight this ticket? Because I'm so tired of our government ticketing people who play by the rules.
Right.
Who pay their taxes.
Right.
Who overall, you know, here you are with your family and friends doing something by enjoying the parks appropriately.
Right.
When we have basically urban campers.
Right. Right.
Homeless people.
Right.
Not all, we're not talking about the crazy people.
No.
Who are, who really need real help.
Right.
You know, as a psychotherapist that you know, like there are people out there that just need help.
Right.
You know, not that. But more people are just coming and living on the streets.
Right.
And for whatever reason. And he goes, we pay taxes, and it's an agreement between us and the government saying, hey, we'll give you our money freely.
Right.
And then in turn, you'll make sure that you pick up the trash along the street so our street doesn't look like crap.
Right.
You, we have paved roads. We have police officers and fire. And you know what? Our town isn't being filled with 100,000 people just camping in front of, you know,
people's stores.
Yeah. And guess what? You're no longer doing that.
No.
The streets are riddled with trash because it's so expensive now to go to the dump, and so expensive to have regular trash pickup that if you're not,
because
it's taxed so much,
right,
that you're not able to afford it. So people who can't afford it or who are on the cusp, they just throw their trash out.
Yeah.
And so the people who can barely afford it
right.
are paying
they're
it.
Paying for that. Yeah. Yes.
And they're the ones getting ticketed.
Yes.
Or the ones who can't afford it, and they're feeling more and more the burden. But like, hey, where are you guys doing your job then?
Yeah.
Which is, hey, I expect for my tax-paying dollar
right.
that the streets don't look like, you know, a trash container.
Yeah, you're in an area of like nice homes.
Yeah,
and yet you've
and
got
businesses.
You've got to walk over turds and things like that. Well, you know what? This it does make me mad. You know, Norma's in trucking, and one year we had missed. There was a $5 tax stamp due.
Yes.
And we missed the due date. We didn't even, you know, because they have all these different dates.
Yeah.
You're expected, we just can't once a year pay it all.
No, we should
they
be able to do.
They all come at different
times.
Different
times, everything crazy.
And there's like 20 different times. And if you miss it, and we missed one year, this was years ago, but we missed the date.
Yeah.
And we went, oh my God, you know, what can we do? Well, it's a $5 tax stamp.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry, but there's a $1,000 fine on that.
Yes. Now you're not. She's not lying. You're not lying. Now you'll get that fine back when you stop being a trucker.
Yeah, this was like 10 years ago.
Yeah, so for 10 years
and no interest on it.
No, they've kept that money aside for you.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. And we're like, what do we do? I go, you paid $1,000.
Yeah,
you're like,
you had to do it.
It's a $5. It's a $5 sticker. It's a $5 sticker.
Yeah, and I know you can say, well, you deserve that. Blah blah. Yeah, and yeah, okay, fine. But the reality of how stupid it is, like, I feel like they stole $1,000 from me.
Right.
So, you know, if you're just going to go do that,
right,
you better take that off the rules book. No stealing.
Right, exactly. And so what you see is that yes, in theory, we made a mistake.
Right.
That meant that if we wanted to still play by the rules, that we had to give them $1,000 to just hold. Mm-hmm. Just so that they're covered now for the next, you know, I don't know,
just in case.
Now, also, though, I also want to say this. Yeah. That stamp also gives us the privilege of paying taxes on our fuel.
Right.
Which we do quarterly.
Right.
Now, we file quarterly, but the taxes come out through the gas.
Right.
I mean, it's already taxed.
Right.
And then, states are taxed differently. Okay, yeah. So if, you know, we may pay more in taxes, you know, depending on mileage and all that stuff, mm-hmm. and we pay for it and all that stuff. So, but it's not like we have to give them money every quarter, because typically it's taken out of, it's you're charged that through your gas.
Right, right.
And so what happens is that was it. They took the $1,000 because you missed it, the deadline, and therefore they thought you won't be good for the taxes that you owe us for the fuel. Mm-hmm. Well, which is
already taken out when we buy the fuel.
Exactly. Isn't that screwy?
Yeah. And, you know, not AARP, but OIDA, which is the, like, our trucking organization.
Yes. It's like for owner-operators. Yeah. It's like our, quote-unquote, they're our AARP, you know. Yeah.
And we pay them, what was it, one time we pay them to be able to...
Well, do drug testing on us.
Oh, do drug testing. Because otherwise, it's very, very expensive if we just... Because many years we used to just do it through local.
Yeah.
But we found that they can do it, and it saves us quite a bit of money.
Right.
But one year we were... I don't know if were we late with the...
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. Because one year we were late... They then had to charge us full. I mean, I don't know what the whole deal was. But because we were like literally 2 days late.
It wasn't even that much.
It was like a day late.
Yeah.
We then got charged this huge amount. Now, I'm not talking about like a $35 fee.
No.
It was a couple hundred dollar fee.
Yeah.
Because then we were no longer, they took us out of the program. We had to be reinitiated into the program.
Which was another fee. And it ended up being like almost like $1,000 for like a couple hundred dollar thing.
Yeah. You're like, what? Well, the other thing about that is we had two choices about drug testing. One was like you'd get automatically pulled in like two times a year.
Right.
Other one would be completely random. You may not go have a test for 2 years, or you might get two in a year or three in a year. You just never knew.
Right.
So we're like, well, we'll take this random. Why not? Except that you were getting pulled every month randomly.
Every month.
And you called them up saying this could not be random.
Yeah.
We're getting pulled in every month for a random drug testing.
And it was like $300 a drug test.
Yeah. I don't know how much it was.
And Dad had to go to the...
Yeah.
Up to Rockford.
Yeah. It was a horrible thing.
Yeah.
And so we took that off the plan, because at some point you're going, it's no longer random.
No. It's not.
And if it is random, screw that. We're unlucky, and we're going to go to the other program.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So, yeah. So that's what we're going to talk about. That, you know, the show's over.
Thou shalt not steal.
Yeah, thou shalt not steal should be not a Ten Commandment, because...
Nobody can do it.
Everybody's
trying to get as much as they can from everybody else.
Yes. Well, and in this day and age when people are...
And if I agreed to not do it, then you better agree to not do it. Then the government better agree to not do it. We know that ain't going to happen.
Well, and when does profit sharing... In some sense, like with the drug companies, when does taking so much profit from a drug that nobody else carries be considered stealing?
Exactly.
Or just, you know, when is that?
I'm getting mad, Julie.
Yeah.
I'm getting mad.
And our show's over.
Arr.
We want to say thank you guys for listening to us. Another great month is over. Yay. March is over.
Yeah.
March Madness. Loyola didn't make it to the top two.
I know, but go, Loyola.
Yeah.
Sister Jane?
Yes.
Sister Jane. Yeah.
You go. And we'll talk next week, everyone. And how's the show, girlfriend?
It was great.
It was great. It was great. It was great. It was great. It was great.